live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Joe Rexroad, MSU sports writer for the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a Friday evening. Yay.
That's right.
Let's start there. Wanted to follow up with you on a great article you wrote on MSU men's basketball and the hiring of Dane Fife this week as a Spartan under Tom Izzo now. Tell us, the story was great, and Dane's story is great. I love how you started out that Tom Izzo lost him once, nearly got him a little later, and 11 years after that, he's finally here.
Thanks. Yeah, right. I mean, it's amazing how long he's been recruiting Dane Fife for various, positions, I guess. But, it's quite a story because Dane Fife was a recruit Tom Izzo badly wanted back in 1998. And Dane Fife, of course, his father played. He was a very good player for Michigan in the early 70s. His brother, Dugan, played for Michigan in the 90s. So everybody kind of thought he was going to go to Michigan, but they were having problems, and Steve Fisher was fired, so that was kind of out. And he picked Bobby Knight in Indiana at the time, and Izzo's program was, still just getting going. It was a young program. It hadn't really established itself yet. I think that year was the first Final Four for Tom Izzo. And the interesting thing, of course, is that 2 years later, Bobby Knight gets fired in 2000, and Dane Fife, well, I didn't realize this until I talked to him the other day, but he said, it was done. In his mind, he was flat out coming to Michigan State. You couldn't really look at that one as a recruiting situation because it sounds like Izzo kind of cooled off and said, wait, let's, look at it, take your time. He's 20 years old. He was emotional. And he ended up deciding to, he ended up deciding to stay in Indiana. Of course, ended up playing in the national title game as a senior. But Tom Izzo has been very involved in his coaching career. And I think that's something that came through talking to Dane and talking to him in past years because they usually play every year. Is that he was almost taken aback at how Tom Izzo reached out to him when he got that head coaching job at Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne at 25 years old. And Izzo said, look, anything you need, I'll give you any kind of advice, any kind of help. And, of course, he scheduled him, and he even scheduled a game in Fort Wayne. And Michigan State went down there and played. And a lot of big teams won't do that, but he went down and played, and they actually almost lost to him. But, that relationship was stronger than now. Finally, of course, he has him on his staff.
Well, and a lot of folks, and again, to know that he was 25 years old when he was hired as a head coach, I'm not pretending to be a big sports expert. I enjoy sports. That's kind of unheard of, isn't it, Joe?
That's outrageously young, yeah. I mean, now, and for the first 5 years, excuse me, of his tenure at IPFW, he was the youngest head coach in Division I basketball. I mean, 25 years old to get a head coaching job. And, he had only had 2 years as an administrative assistant at Indiana. So really kind of like he involved in the basketball some, but also sort of a lot of the administrative duties. That was his only, kind of coaching experience. So for him to get a head coaching job like that was it was kind of stunning at the time. But IPFW had been really a nothing program that was just getting into Division I. And Dane Fife he's one of those guys, kind of an Indiana hero. I mean, he was a fan favorite down there. And, of course, he was Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, the senior, and obviously a sharp guy. So they gave him a chance. And, I've heard a couple of people in the last couple days say, he had a losing record at IPFW. Why is this guy so great? But you have to look at a program that had never won double digits or never had double digit victories in its history. He did it every year. In the last 2 years, he had winning records. And that is a tough, tough place to get something going. So I look at his tenure there as actually pretty impressive.
Well, and as he said in the article, when you talk to him, it's very difficult to leave that position.
Well, yeah, especially because he does have it going. I mean, he won 18 games last year. The Summit League is not a bad league at all, and they finished fourth. There's some solid teams in there, and they finished fourth, and he had some good players coming in, a good recruiting class. So, I mean, he really was moving along there, but obviously he felt this opportunity couldn't be passed up. I mean, it's an interesting move. I think, when you look at it, he can now tell people, look, I've got head coaching experience. Not only do I have experience, but I've turned a program around, a very difficult program to turn around. And now, of course, if Michigan State has the success he hopes it has in the next few years, he can point to helping with that and recruiting, I guess, some of the top players in the country, because now, of course, he's going to be going after the top guys. You put that all together, and in a few years, you would think he'd be in line for a very good head coaching job.
Well, and that's some of what I've heard, just, you know, water cooler talk. I guess we'll call it that, you know, what he's being groomed for to take over. For Izzo someday or another head coach? I mean, anything is possible?
Exactly. I mean, believe me, immediately on my blog or emails, fans are saying, so is this a successor? I'm like, well, I don't know, but you certainly can't rule it out. I mean, he's got to be thrown into the mix now. If things go well, a lot of it is relationships too. I mean, he now is going to be building relationships with the athletic director, Mark Hollis, and trustees and administrators and other coaches. And, you know, sometimes that really plays a factor. I mean, when Mark D'Antonio came back to Michigan State to be its head coach, you know, it wasn't the sexiest pick at the time, but, you know, the whole training staff, the trustees, Mark Hollis, those people were friends with him, and they knew he was a good guy, and they liked him a lot, and I think that was a big part of him coming back here. So whenever you're here, even though Fife isn't a Michigan State guy, you know, he's an Indiana former player, now he's part of this family, this coaching tree. So, I mean, we don't know when Izzo's going to leave, and so many things can change by then. I mean, a few years ago, everyone was sure that Tom Crean was going to be the guy to replace him. Well, he's the head coach at Indiana now, and I don't see him ever leaving Indiana for Michigan State, so you just never know. But, it's certainly a possibility down the road.
Well, and you have to wonder, reading your article and some of the blogs on your Hey Joe blog on the Lansing State Journal website, you have to wonder, this guy, there's something about this guy. He's got an it factor that a lot of people are seeing.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, it still is. I mean, talking the other day, you know, you think about it, and you're like, gosh, this guy's, you know, only 31, which is kind of depressing for one thing for me. But, he's one of those guys. He's very disarming, kind of regular guy. You talk to him for a few minutes, and you're kind of joking around. And, you know, that kind of stuff is so important, especially when you're talking about recruiting. I mean, you know, look, Tom Izzo has obviously done great things at Michigan State, but he's not getting younger, and a lot of this is relating to players. And, you know, I think you do need younger guys on your staff out there on the recruiting trail. When Judd Heathcote was the head coach at Michigan State, he leaned heavily on Izzo as the young, hip guy on his staff, and Izzo brought in really most of his good players from the late 80s on until Judd retired in 1995. So you need guys like that. Dwayne Stevens and Mark Montgomery have been great on the recruiting trail for Michigan State, and I think they hope Dane Fife can pick that up and really maybe give him a little bit more punch in the state of Indiana now where there's a lot of talent.
Well, it certainly seems like a good get for Michigan State, and what's coming up on the blog or in the paper for you?
Well, look at Dan France tomorrow, some Michigan State football. But on Sunday, fun story, I caught up with Blair White this week. Of course, the Michigan State receiver, walk-on to star receiver to NFL player who, you know, first game last year caught a touchdown pass at Denver from Peyton Manning. And right now he's down in Indy working out every day with Peyton Manning, even with the lockout going on. So I'm kind of catching up with him a year after the draft and to kind of lead into the draft next week.
Very good. Well, Joe, thank you for your time and your insight. I think there's so many stories with it. It's a great human interest story and a great sports story to follow. Thank you for your time.
Okay, sure. Always good talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Joe Rexroad, MSU sports writer for the Lansing State Journal, and of course his blog, Hey Joe. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.